个是健康的生死观。
So we're going to talk about the healthy outlook on life and death.
我们看见刚，我们一起来读。今天的经文记载在罗马书十四章七到八节。
Let's all read the verses today, Romans 14, verses 7 to 8.
好，预备，你可以用任何的语言。
Language of your choice.
预备，请。
For none of us live for ourselves alone, and none of us die for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
总是主的人。我们再读一次好不好？预备，请。
Once more,
我们没有一个人为自
己活，也没有一个人为自己死。Alone, and none of us die for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
是主的人。好，就只有这么短短一节。希望在讲到结束的时候，我们都把它背起来了。
So hopefully we can memorize these several short verses.
可以吗？可以哈。好，最近我们看见教会很多的新生婴孩。
Recently, many babies were born to church members.
我们前不久有一个婴儿祝福礼，我们今天又有三个孩子要接受婴儿祝福礼。
So we have one infant dedication, and we are going to have another one today.
我们可以看见神给我们的祝福，我们都乐见这种生命不断的延续、生生不息的喜乐，是不是
？So we need a blessing from God, and we are happy to see life goes on, don't we?
但是另外一方面，我们教会其实许多弟兄姐妹也正在经历一段艰难的时刻。
On the other hand, our church members are experiencing some difficult period.
就是我们当中几位弟兄姐妹陆续被主接回天家，或者是我们当中的肢体，他的至亲的家人离开世界。
Several brothers and sisters or their family members went to be with the Lord.
面对生离死别是我们最难过与不舍的。
So we're feeling saddened.
所以 我相信我们都宁愿多经历生而不愿意面对死。
Most of us rather experience birth than death.
为什么？因为死亡常常给我们带来负面的印象。
Death always seems negative.
因为我们觉得死亡的恐惧、阴影、悲哀、伤痛，甚至绝望等等。
And induce the impression of fear, shadow, sorrow, hurt, despair.
甚至在许多的场合，我们都连谈到死亡这个字，都成为我们华人的禁忌。
Most Chinese consider death a taboo in conversation.
例如你在台湾，许多人买房子很忌讳买四楼，因为四跟死有谐音。
In Taiwanese, death rhymes with four.
门牌号码、车牌号码、电话号码也都不喜欢有四。
People are voted for in residential address, license, and phone numbers.
假如你去医院的话，你会发现，医院怎么没有四楼
？There are no fourth floor in hospital.
过年的时候也不能谈到死这个字。
During Chinese New Year, nobody should mention death.
但四个人要打麻将怎么办呢？他们就说三缺一。
Even in mahjong, the terms three need another.
有四个人去餐馆要吃饭，要点菜的时候，他说来三碗面，但是三加一四个人说三加一。
So ordering from menu, three noodles plus one.
大家就知道那意思了。
So we know what it meant.
但问题是，无论我们怎么样来逃避这个态度去面对死亡，死亡还是会临到我们的。
No matter how we avoid the topic of death, death's sure to happen on everyone.
我看过一对对联非常有趣，我看你们对得上对不上啊？这个上联是年难过。难过年，年年难过，年年过。那
An interesting couple of puns. Tough times goes by.
然后呢？下联怎么对？下联是人怕死，怕死人，人人怕死，人人死。
Horrific death stops by.
既然每个人都会面对生死，因此我们更应该以正面来看待，而不是逃避，是不是啊？
Since we face death, we should embrace instead of avoid it.
孔子说：“未知生，焉知死。”
Confucius told us to learn about life first before about death.
就是说，假如我们连活人的事情都没办法弄清楚，那哪有时间去研究死人的事呢？
He meant we should concentrate on life issues than wasting time concerning death.
所以就造成很多华人都不敢去探索死亡的奥秘。
Therefore, Chinese rarely explore the mystery of death.
但是奥古斯丁他就这样说，他说我们的一生所有的事情都不确定，但只有死亡是完全确定的。
However, Augustine said, nothing in life is certain but death.
圣经也告这样告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So as much as it's appointed for man to die once and after this judgment.
既然人人都会死亡，那我们就不能够不去正视它。
Since everyone dies, we should stare it down.
倘若我们有错误的生死观，不但会导致我们生命毫无所知，而且活得没有意义，甚至还会造成我们不懂得珍惜与浪费生命。
If we misunderstand the concept of death, then life will be meaningless also. We will not cherish life.
所以我们才会常常听到有人这种断下狂语说，大不了十八年后又是一条好汉，那样的草率放弃自己的性命。
And some brag about reckless living, reincarnation, dying in vain.
但是圣经根本不忌讳提到死。
Bible does not mean words about death.
在中文圣经和合本，请问有几节提到死亡？你们猜？有很多，1279节提到死亡。
There are 2079 verses about death.
在英文版的钦定本 King James Version 提到 death 或是 die 这个字呢，总共995节。
Or 995, depending on which version.
可见死在圣经是一个很重要的话题。
So death is an important topic in Bible.
那到底圣经是如何看待生死的呢？
So we should learn from today's verses.
基督徒又如何健康的来面对生死呢？
So about healthy outlook about life and death.
以下我们就要从今天的经文一起来学习，并且认识及拥有健康的生死观。
So we should learn from today's verses about healthy outlook on life and death.
生死的主权不属自己。我们一起来读第七节，好不好？预备，请。
For no one of us lives for ourselves alone, and no one of us dies for ourselves alone.
我们每一个人不是都在为自己活吗？
What's going on about not live or die?
你吸的每一口气，你吃的每一口饭，难道不是为自己吗？
So don't we all live for ourselves?
我会想象，假设我在吃饭说，我这一口是为你吃的，难怪越长越胖。不会吧，都是为自己啊。
So everybody eat to live.
那我们如果不是为自己活，可能是我们为了照顾家庭，为了孝敬父母，养育儿女，所以为家人而活，是不是这个意思？
Or to take care of family.
假如不是的话，圣经为什么要我们不为自己活，也不为自己死呢？
To be or not to be.
那如果我们不为自己活，又是怎么样活呢？
So how's it like to live to ourselves?
好，我们要回答这个问题之前，我们来另外换一个角度方式来问自己说，假如我活着是为自己活，那又会是怎么样？
So how's it like to live for ourselves?
其实你会发现这个答案就是人活在这个世界上，尽都是劳苦愁烦，
just toil,
转眼成空。
Just toil and sorrow, empty and fleeting.
所以，当你为自己的活的结果，就是感叹人生苦短，一切虚空。
Sight about life is short, all is empty.
于是呢，我们就有人就赶紧抓紧机会来尽情享乐，过着今朝有酒今朝醉的日子。
Live for the moment, self-centered.
那是一种自我中心、不负责任般的生活。
So irresponsible.
这样子活着其实并不会快乐的，因为那不是生命真正的意义。
So this way we cannot find happiness in meaningless living.
但另外一方面，如果我们有人想要为自己死，其实也是一样自我中心、不负责任。
Same way, dying for ourselves is also self-centered.
因为当他感叹自己活得不开心，觉得人生没有意义与价值，会成为社会或家庭的拖累。
Feeling joyless, worthless, meaningless, a burden to society and family.
于是他就会选择以消极的方式去寻短来结束生命。
And passively seeking suicide.
而那些没有能力自杀的呢，就想借助别人的力量来完成这个目的。
For those unable to commit suicide, some promote euthanasia.
这就是为什么许多人会提倡安乐死
euthanasia。
我们先不讨论安乐死这件事是对错，因为我们都不是当事人，我们不了解他们的活着的痛苦。
Whether it's the right decision or not, it's not up to us to decide since we don't know how they suffer. But one thing for sure,
就是人们试图以自我中心、自我掌权的方式活着，也就是争取自己有权利来决定生死。
If we live for ourselves, when we control and decide for ourselves,
这就是为自己活与为自己死。
So that means live to ourselves and die for ourselves.
你看全世界每一个地方，几乎每一个地方，每一个民族，都有人在自杀。
Suicides are happening all over the world.
人们似乎都想要自己决定自己的生死。
People prefer deciding life and death for themselves.
不但如此，还要去决定别人的生死。
And others.
难怪会有那么多战争，是不是？
So that's why wars.
你看，光在中国，每年堕胎杀死婴孩的就有2300万人。
In China, each year, abortion kills 23 million.
平均每一天要杀死6.3万条无辜的性命。
Averaging 63,000 a day.
一天呢、啊，请注意，一天呢、啊，要杀死6.3万、63,000条小生命，就这样没了。
So that's 63,000 innocent life every day.
我们不禁要问说，生死的主权到底是属谁的
？Who has the authority over life and death?
是那些不负责任的父母亲呢，还是那位创造生命的主？
Irresponsible parents or the God Creator.
好，既然我们相信生死的主权是在乎那位创造生命的神，那我们就应当相信神决定让人性命存活，或是取走性命。
Since we believe God the Creator has the authority on life and death, He has the plan.
因为上帝有他的计划与安排，人就没有权利去干涉或者去超越神的法则。
Men have no right to intervene.
基督徒的生命是被主拯救与更新之后，照理说我们老我的生命已经死去了，新的生命就完全归属神的了。
Especially Christian, once we accept the Lord, the old self has died. Our new self belongs to God.
因此，我们就要更加清楚，神在心意，在神的心意中，人们之所以还能够活着，完全都是出于神的怜悯。
We should know clearly the will of God, live under God's grace.
我们就没有权柄来决定自己的生命存留与否。
No rights to decide to live or die to ourselves.
尤其是当我们将自己献给神之后，生命就不再属自己，就已经放弃自己个人决定生死的权利了。
When we dedicate ourselves to God, life no longer belongs to us, and we gave up authority on life and death.
在罗马书十二章第一节这样说。
So Romans 12, verses 1. Therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. God has authority on life and death.
那生死主权在神的意思，并不是说要消极的放弃自己，而无奈的活着或是死去。
Not passively or helpless.
乃是我们有一个更美的盼望，是在将来的荣耀当中，我们是在那里有份的。
But with hope to share glory in the future.
地上只是我们暂时的帐篷居所，短暂的寄居之地。
We are sojourner on earth.
不管今生生命的质量如何，无论是大富大贵或是一贫如洗，我们的生命早就被隐藏在神的。荣耀丰富里面
Regardless poor or rich, we're hidden in God's glory.
于是我们就有一个盼望，这个盼望不是追求今生的享乐与满足，乃是在神国的荣耀当中有份。
We have hope to see glory of kingdom of heaven, not about satisfaction and joy on this life.
于是我们生命所追求的就不再是个人的享受，而是以有限的生命竭尽各样的方式来让神得满足，也就是让神得荣耀。
We no longer see personal enjoyment, but try all our best in this limited life to glorify God.
这样，我们活着面对生命的态度与追求人生的方向就不再一样了。
We will have different attitude and direction for life.
正如保罗所说的，哥罗西书三章一到四节。
As Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 verses 14.
让我们一起来攻读这段话，预备。
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
Amen. 好, 第二是, 生死的目的不专为自己。
The purpose of life and death is not about ourselves.
我们一起来读第八节, 上半节, 预备, 请。
For if we will live, we live to the Lord, or we die to the Lord.
每一件东西的存在都有其目的与价值。
Everything exists for a purpose and has value.
无论是这个桌子, 麦克风, 冷气, 灯光, 音响, 投影机, 甚至手机, 等等。
Be it chairs, tables, mic, AC, lights, stereo, projector, handsets, etc., etc.
他们被造都有他们特别的目的。 如果失去这个目的，就会失去他们存在的价值。
Without purpose, it loses value.
例如说，你有一部车子，坏掉了，划不动了。那你不会异想天开说，避免浪费啊，我把它当成晚上睡觉的地方。虽然它还是勉强可以当你的床，但是这个功能就不再发挥它存在的目的与价值。
If your car broke down, no longer drivable, you won't be out of your mind using it as a place for sleep, since car is not bad in purpose or value.
没想到哇，妈妈的生日到了，我要送给年迈的妈妈一台最新的iPad，这个平板电脑作为生日礼物。结果你忘记告诉她这个是怎么使用的。
You give mom an iPad as a birthday present, but forgot to mention how to use it.
几个月后。 你回家去看，哎呦，他怎么拿来当切菜板
？Several months，
而且还很高兴啊，哇，这个，但是你会发现说，这它就这功能就不能发挥其存在的目的与价值。Several
months later, you saw her using it as cutting board, but not fulfilling its purpose and value.
你一定会同意，每一个东西被造的目的一定是根据那个设计者、制造者的所设计的，而不是其他的人。 或是他自己本身所决定的。
Designer has a specific purpose and it's not up to others.
同样的，我们每一条生命的存在也有它存在的目的与价值。
In the same way, life exists with certain purpose and value.
因为我们所有人的生命都是按着神的形象所造，就来自神特别的目的。
We are created according to God's image with His purpose.
而这个目的已经是根据神。
生命创造者他所设计的，而不是被造者我们自己决定，不是自己决定的。According his purpose, not up to us.
但可惜的是，世人却偏要自己决定自己的生命要怎么活，日子要怎么过。Alas,
men decided on having their own way.
于是就出现问题了。And
problem ensued.
你看，像今天为什么会造成世界各地充满着不和谐？ 到处都在发生苦难的事件。
That's why there are discord and suffering in the world.
你只要打开电视、这个报纸、电视，或是上网看新闻。
Disaster everywhere, all over the news and internet.
你会发现每一天世界各地都有不断的灾难在发生。
Discord and disasters.
难道这个是上帝造坏的吗？
Are these bad creations by God?
不，其实都是人要偏行己路，要为自己活的结果。
No, they're the result of having our own way.
假如所有的世人都愿意回到神造人的目的， 那么今天的世界就不会像是现在这样子了。
If we all return to God's will and purpose for creation, the world will not be like this.
那到底生命的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of life?
简单地说， 我们生命的目的就是我们被造的目的。
So that's how we created.
那我们的被造的目的到底又是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of life?
我们又如何能够知道呢？
How can we know?
其实在人类始祖亚当犯亚当夏娃犯罪以前，世上是没有死亡的。
Before Adam and Eve sinned, there was no death in the world.
死亡是伴随着偷吃禁果的罪而来的。
They sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, and death followed.
在创世纪2章17节这样记载。
So Genesis chapter 2 verses 17. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
从亚当夏娃他们违背神的命令犯罪那时候开始，人人都会死亡。
Since Adam and Eve disobeyed God's order and sinned, everyone dies.
那死了之后，上帝用尘土造的人死后，仍将归于尘土。
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
创世记三章十九节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19. By the sweat of your face will you eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, and you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
好，你会发现说，我们就只有出生，然后死亡。难道人只有生老病死的无奈，然后身体就归于尘土，没有其他的出路了吗？
No other way than helplessly live, age, sick, die, then dust to dust.
其实不是这样子的，因为原来在神的计划当中，人被造乃是要让人来荣耀神。
God's original plan was for man to glorify him.
可惜世人因为犯了罪而亏缺了神的荣耀，于是人就失去了生命可以荣耀神的这样子的功能跟目的了。
All sin and fall short of the glory of God.
但为了解决这个问题呢，天父就差派他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界来拯救世人。
God solved this problem by sending his only begotten son Jesus to this world to save us.
所以耶稣来到这个世界，他就非常清楚地宣告他来世界的目的。
Jesus clearly stated his purpose.
好，我们一起来读约翰十章十节。
John 10:10.
预备，来。
I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly.
得的更丰盛的生命是耶稣让来到这世界让人得生命的一个目的。
So his purpose is to have life more abundantly.
可惜的是，当罪人犯罪离弃神之后，人生命的目的已经不再是神所期待的那样了。
When man sinned, abandoned God, the purpose of life was no longer what God has expected.
在罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们。
So, Rome chapter 6 verses 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
尽管我们需要经历老我的死亡，但是神要赐给我们新的生命，是借着耶稣基督，不但在今生可以经历丰盛的生命，甚至在将来还可以承受永恒的生命。
Even though we still encounter death, God is giving us a new life of abundance, eternal life through Christ Jesus.
约翰一书五章十二节这样说，我们一起来读。
First John 5:12. He who has life has life.He who doesn't have God's Son doesn't have the life.
这个新生命是借由耶稣基督为我们舍命而来的，而我们旧生命也要为耶稣而舍，借着洗礼与主与基督同死同复活。
Jesus gave up his life for our new life. We should give up our old selves.
在罗马书六章三到四节这样说。
So Rome chapter 6, 3 and 4.
一起来读,预备,请。
Or don't you know that we all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism to death, and were just like Christ was raised.
也就是说我们要先死去才能够活过来。
So when you die with Christ and to live with Christ.
另外在马太福音十章三十九节这样告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 10 verses 39. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
在路加福音九章二十四节，一起来读，预备，请。
So also in Luke chapter 9 verse 9, he whoever to save his life will lose it, but whoever will lose his life may save it.
约翰十二章二十五节。
And John says, he who loves his life will lose it, and who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life.
好，我们读了好多的经节，一再的提醒我们，其实重点，我们简单的说，就是我们的生死都是与基督有关的。
Simply put, live or die, we all relate to Christ.
也就是说，我们这样就是活着是为主而活，死是为主而死，就是我们的生命的目的。
The purpose of life is to live and die for the Lord.
最后，生死的意义不是取决于自己。
So lastly, meaning of life is not up to us.
好，让我们一起来读啊第八节的下半节，预备，请。
Therefore, live or die, we are the Lord's.
我相信每一位都经历过生离死别。
We all have experienced life and death.
前不久我才问过我们当中最近有亲人或是好友离世的举手，我看见几乎大家都举手了。
So I asked you before, raise your hand. If you have friends and family passed away in the last few years, majority raised their hands.
我想面对生老病死，我们总是显得非常的束手无策，甚至是挫折与泄气。
We seem helpless, frustrated, and dejected facing death of families and friends.
我们来想象我们的亲友当中有人正在病危，生死关头。哦、打电话来教会牧师为我们祷告，我们果然弟兄姐妹迫切的求神医治，倘若这人病真的神迹好了，我们就感谢赞美主，然后表现非常的欢喜快乐，是不是？
If they are in critical condition, we pray earnestly for miraculous cure. If patient recovered, we gave thanks and praised the Lord.
但是倘若另外一方面这个人最后没有得到医治去世了，我们就显得相当泄气难过，我想这是一种很正常的反应，是不是？
If patient pass away, we feel sad and dejected, quite normal reactions.
然而如果我们真相信无论生或死总是主的人的话，我相信我们不应该会沮丧难过的。
Since we know we live or die, we are the Lord's, then we should not deject or sadden, shouldn't we?
大卫知道这个道理，所以当他与八十八所生的儿子死去之后，他没有痛哭，在那沮丧难过，就起来吃饭了。
When son of David and Bathsheba died, he did not weep or feel dejected or sad.
他怎么说呢
？He said,
觉得奇怪啊，人还没死的时候，你在那进食，在那迫切祷告啊，孩子死了，你怎么起来就跟正常人一样？到底怎么回事？
Why he didn't weep or feel dejected.
他就这样说了，我们一起来读。
2 Sam 12:22-23. While the child was still alive, fast and wept, I thought, who knows, the Lord may be gracious to me and let the child live. But now he has died. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him.
我必往他那里去，他却不能。
But he will not return to me.
回到我这里来，你们看见一个盼望有没有？
So there's hope.
我必往他那里去，都是属神的、啊。
So I will go to him, but he will not return to me.
孩子啊，已经在神那里了，将来还要再见面，所以当然可以照常吃喝了。
So he knows his son was with God, and he will see him in the future. That's why he resumed eating and drinking.
而我们在想，我们面对亲人离世之所以会沮丧难过，我想除了是人的感情不舍之外。有时候更是因为我们把生死的意义决定于自己价值观的判断。
When we face passing of family, feeling dejected and unbearable, our mistakes is to judge life and death according to our own value. Of course, we are saddened.
我们认为说死亡就象征绝望嘛，所以我们当然会觉得难过。
So we're saddened since there's no hope.
但事实上并不是如此的。
But it's not so.
我们来想象一下，假如你有自己主权，你在家自己的后院、开辟一个花园，种了很多的花。
For example, you have some flower in your backyard.
有一天你来教会一看，教会好像少了一盆花、如果有一个插了一盆花，不知道多漂亮、
Do you want to decorate the church?
于是呢，你就到花园里面摘了一些花，然后呢，插了一盆很漂亮的花，摆在这里。我想这没有错，没有什么错吧。
You took flower from your garden to decorate the church for a good cause.
也没有人会干涉你，或者是反对你，这是一件好事吧。
For a good cause.
可是你的家的小猫不明白，觉得你好残忍啊！这些花是它的玩伴啊，它失去玩伴就很难过啦。因为猫不知道主人的心意。
However, your kitty lost some flower to play with and was saddened. Kitty may think it was cruel of you.Since he did not understand the purpose of his master.
其实我们不明白神的心意也是这样子的。
As we don't understand God's will.
我们刚才提到死亡是人犯罪的结果。那人犯罪呢，其实死亡是其实分为三种。
The wages of death is death. Actually, there are three levels of death.
一种是肉体的死亡，一种是灵魂的死亡，另外一个是永远的死亡。
physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death.
那肉体的死亡是指我们一般所认知的，就是停止呼吸，或者是以医学啊，在定义上啊，就可能是啊，这个脑波啊，或者是瞳孔，或是什么，反正就是丧失的身体的功能，这就是肉体的死亡。
Physical death is a loss of bodily function, such as cognition or and breathing.
那以后在这个啊，另外一种灵魂的死亡，乃是人因为犯罪而灵性与神隔离的状态。
Spiritual death is a separation between man and God because of sin.
而最后永远的死亡，乃是指肉体跟灵魂都死亡，以后就在阴间永远与神分离。
Eternal death is in hell after physical and spiritual death, forever separated from God.
好，请问亚当夏娃犯罪的时候是哪一种死亡？
So what kind of death belongs to Adam?
当场那就跟与神分离了，灵魂死亡。可是以后还会有肉体的死亡。
So whoever gets saved, it was spiritual death first, then followed by physical death.
那没有，凡是没有这个啊，接受耶稣基督拯救的。那些沉溺在过犯当中纵容于世上享乐的人，灵里已经死亡了，肉身也将死亡，将来还要承受永远的死亡。
Whoever not yet saved by grace of Jesus are drowning in sin, indulging worldly pleasure. They are spiritually dead. Physical death will follow, then suffer eternal death.
而那些已经蒙耶稣基督拯救的，都应该无惧死亡，因为耶稣基督已经征服战胜死亡了。
We should fear not, since we are saved by grace, and Jesus has conquered death.
哥林多前书十五章五十五到五十六节这样记载。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 and 56. Death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
耶稣已经亲自承担我们死亡的代价。
Since Jesus paid for the price of death.
在希伯来书二章十四节。
So in Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14.
我们一起来读，请。
Since then the children have shared the flesh and death, and also himself in the same way partook of the show, then the death we might bring to nothing but hold the power of death.
大能可以来败坏那些掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并且会保守我们脱离死亡的恐惧。
Jesus keeps us from the horror of death.
诗篇二十三篇第四节，北琴。
Psalm chapter 3, though I walk through the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil, nor with me thy rod that staff they comfort me.
好，另外在诗篇四十九篇十五节。
Psalm 49:15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for He will revive me.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection of the life. He who believes in me will still live, even if he dies.
我们之所以不畏惧死亡，乃是因为我们明白生死的意义，乃是在于神的权柄与荣耀的彰显。
We should not fear death, since the meaning of life and death is under God's authority to glorify God.
正如圣经所说，无论我们生死，我们都可以照常荣耀神的。
So, but with boldness, we always can glorify God. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 to 24. But with all boldness, as always, now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whatever by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But I live on in the flesh. This will bring fruit for my work, yet I don't know what I will choose, because I am in a dilemma. Between the two, being the desire to depart this world with Christ, which is far better, yet to remain in the flesh is more needful for your sake.
因此对于基督徒而言，面对死亡不应该是绝望，因为那不是人生的终结。
Therefore, for Christian, death should not be despair, since it's not the end of life.
就算我们死也仍是属于主的，因为只是被主安放在不同的空间。
Life still belongs to the Lord, just God put life in a different dimension.
最后凡是属神的都仍然可以再相见。
There's hope for a reunion.
假如我们对生死有能够这样正确的健康的观念，我们便会珍惜我们每一天的生命，让生命有所成长。
If we have proper and healthy outlook on life and death, we should cherish daily life even more and grow.
正如诗篇九十篇十二节所说的。
Psalm 90 verses 12.
备请。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
而且对于我们周遭那些遭遇生死离别的人，我们也会格外怜悯之心，并且会激发他们更看重生死的意义。
We will sympathize more about people around us experiencing life and death with such a heavy burden.
传道书七章二节，我们一起来读。
Ecclesiastes 7 verses 2. It's better to go to the house of the mourning than the house of feasting, for this is the end of all men, and the living should take this to heart.
我们在今生只不过是一个客旅，天家才是我们永恒的家。
We're merely a sojourner, our eternal home is in heaven.
因此我们不要把一切的注意力都放在这个世界上。
We should not put all the marbles in this world.
一个人认识到人生的短暂，就会接纳自己有限的生命，往往就能够接受苦难、疾病、死亡这些经历。
As we grow throughout this life and realize the fleeting nature of limited life, accept the experience of suffering, illness, and death.
因为这些都是我们人生成长的一部分。
So this is part of life for us to grow.
我们就会更加积极地面对人生，并且深信，即便死亡也不能够让我们与神的爱隔离。
We will have a more positive light. Even death cannot separate us from the love of God.
最后我们一起来读罗马书八章三十八节、三十九节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 38 to
39.
For I am persuaded that life, nor angels, nor principality, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depths, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
无论生死都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔离。
So nothing can separate us from God's love.
最后，其实世界上只有两种生命。
There are only two kinds of life.
一种生命叫春蚕到死丝方尽，另外一种生命叫做蜡炬成灰泪始干。
Life of love until death do us apart, as silkworms spinning till the end, or a life of suffering from love sickness, like burnout candle with no more tears of wax.
我们都懂这个意思哈，春蚕啊，从这个一个小虫这样，然后呢，慢慢就长这个吐丝，然后展茧，然后把自己包在里面，然后后来就变成一只蛾还是蝴蝶，然后后来又长很多这个小虫卵，然后又另外一个漂亮的一个。
So it's about love until death. It's about love sickness.
而且他会祝福周围的人。你那个蚕的这个丝啊，可以拿来做什么？还可以祝福周围的。这个好不好？这个生命好不好？
So this is a good life to bless others.
精不精彩？很棒嘛。
So it's abundant life.
那另外一种生命是蜡烛烧完，人死如灯灭，没了就没有了，什么都没有了。
So it's the other one is emptiness, like a burnt candle, nothing left.
一切都虚空了。
So nothing left.
虽然你曾经灿烂一时，结果也没了，什么都没有了，没有人纪念你。
Just like a comet, gone.
你希望成为哪一个呢？
So which life you prefer?
我在做牧师，美国大概二十多年以来，主持过很多许许多大大小小的丧礼，总是觉得人生命何等的渺小跟短暂。
As a pastor in the U.S. for 20 years, I officiated many funerals, big or small. Always lamented that life is trivial and ethereal.
正如圣经告诉我们，雅各书四章十四节说：“你们的生命是什么？你们原来是一片。”云雾出现，少时就不见了。
Just like Psalms 4:14, what is life but a cloud gone in an instant?
既然生命如此的短暂跟脆弱，你就不要把自己看得太高，或是把自己的生命看得太重要。
Since life is so fragile and insignificant, don't overestimate yourself.
这样你就不会在乎自己要自己为自己活。你也会对周遭的人有更多的责任。
You will not only live for yourself and sympathize more about people around you.
对于基督徒而言，当你知道你的生命在神的计划当中是有意义的。
As for Christian, your life is meaningful in God's plan.
你的生命在神的眼中是宝贵的。
Your life's precious.
因为你是属于神的。
Since you belong to God.
你的生命的目的是为他而活。
Live for him to glorify him.
神是要叫你的生命更加丰盛。
To live abundant life.
你是为了彰显他的荣耀而存在的。
So you will cherish your life to live for him.
你有这样的认知，你就能够珍惜你的生命，并且让他活得更有意义。
Then your life will be more meaningful.
如此，当我们面对自己或是亲人生死主权的抉择，或生或死，我们也能够完全的顺服主的安排。
This way we will submit to God's plan in decision about life and death regarding ourselves or family.
因此，我们不要再让死亡成为我们禁忌的话题。
Life and death should not be taboo in conversation.
让我们勇敢的并且健康的来面对生死，这样才能够成为我们人生的祝福。
Steer it down to help ourselves.
我认识几位朋友，正因为他们至亲的亲人，比如说弟弟、妹妹、父亲、同学突然间过世，让他们领悟到原来棺材里面装的不是老人，而是死人。
So many friends of mine, through sudden death of family or friends, and started searching for meaning of death, and realized that coffin is for the dead, not for the old.
于是他们开始探索死亡的问题，而终究找到了永生。
They started searching for meaning of death, and eventually they found the eternal life.
因此，我要鼓励我们当中还没有接受救恩的，对于死亡之后你要去哪里没有把握的。耶稣基督为你付上这么重的代价，就是要拯救你脱离死亡。
I'd like to encourage people here not to accept Jesus and concerned about where to go after death. Jesus come to pay the dear price of saving us from death.
所以，请你不要拒绝他的拯救，否则你要惧怕的不只是肉体的死亡、灵性的死亡，更是永远的死亡。
Don't reject Jesus' salvation. Fear not about physical or spiritual death, but eternal death.
倘若你已经接受主的拯救，死亡就不再是绝望与咒诅。
If you accept Lord's salvation, death will no longer be despair and curse.
因为主耶稣亲自进入死亡，并且战胜了死亡，手里还拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙，做了死人并活人的主。
Since Jesus entered death himself and conquered death, holding the key of Hades, he's the Lord of both death and the living.
当你可以决定你的生或是死都是属于主，你活着或死了也是为了主，那么将来在新天新地那荣耀无比的天堂，将是你永生所栖息之处。
Once you're certain whether living or dying, you are belong to God. You live and die for the Lord. Your eternal dwelling is in the new heaven and earth, full of glory.
你有这样的确信与把握吗？
Are you sure of it? No answer?
没人理我。盼望我们能够真的知道我们是为主而活。
So we all live for the Lord.
将来必有恩惠慈爱随着我们。
So blessing and grace will follow us throughout our life.